Many people don't know this, but Clate Lea is actually all of downtown Prince George. There was a almost 1,400 hectare reserve called Fort George IR1, and that was all of Fort George Park over to what we called the Island Cache later on, and down into the VLA as well.
We had our village right in downtown Prince George, not just in the park, but in downtown Prince George as well. There was a lot of shifty business going on with deals, backdoor deals happening with the railway company and businessmen in Prince George.
So in 1913, you've got the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway. They make a shady deal with the government of Canada to annex those reserve lands.
They wanted the land because it's prime location. It's situated on a confluence of two rivers. The nation knew it wasn't a good deal, so the Indian agent had to revert to basically burning down the village while a lot of our men were out of the village hunting, and they came back to find their village gone and burnt out, and we consider it a forced relocation because you're coming back to nothing.
Yeah, the buildings were burned, the places were renamed, the cemetery was bulldozed.
We were moved out to what's known as Shelley, and our people suffered through one of the worst winters with absolutely no lodging.
Basically, the wipeout of all Indigenous presence at Clate Lea is what happens.
It's a traumatic story. Our people are still dealing with the trauma.